Beep. Okay, we're recording.
Great morning, great. Goddess.
Great morning, Goddess.
Greatest morning.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Oh my goodness. Okay. Where do you want to start? Because, like, you and I are into day three of a 30-day positive, loving, focused, like, challenge, or just, like, you know, redesign of our life, because it's going to be every single day now.
Right.
It already is.
This
I'm
is
sitting
what's
here
normal.
Writing.
This
it
is normal.
Is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And normal,
it's normal
is working. Normal,
normal
is fucking working.
Normal to be in the highest vibration is normal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that, like, we talked about, like, it's so many things. The first day, you and I both, around the same time, me about to catch a bus, you out for a walk, you saw this white hawk. I was watching a hawk soar and play in the wind. So we're already having these synchronicities. We had, I can't even remember what was coming in through abundance on Sunday. I know I started not only writing down every single day my affirmations of who I am, you know, it's already been changing. I mean, even yesterday, I'm like, I, beautiful existence, am a Nobel Prize winning poet. I, beautiful existence, am a Harvard PhD. I, beautiful existence,
wonderful,
am a loving and devoted mother, lover, associate, and friend. I, beautiful existence, am an evolutionary fucking legend.
Oh, I love that one.
I know, right?
And it's all true. It's all true. I'm vibrating on it with you. That's exactly who you are, what you just said.
Yeah. And then Sunday, I also started writing down things I discovered about myself today. So Sunday seemed to be a lot about my own sense of self-discovery. And then yesterday, oh my goddess, the abundances that were coming in. I mean, you can attest to this. I texted you, I'm totally going to go to my mailbox, and every time I look at my mailbox or my email inbox, I'm going to know that abundance is coming to me. And then what the fuck manifests? A job offer that I applied for on, no shit, July 11th. Of this year.
There you go.
Sent me the email, like, within an hour of me making that statement and writing it into the world and putting it in front of somebody else and writing in the world. A job offer to interview. And then what else was it? Oh, and then I went to my mailbox yesterday and I got a new credit card offer, and it was like three times the amount that they originally told me that it was going to be for. I was just like, what is going on? This is amazing. So
what's going
worked.
On is your vibration has raised to magnetize everything that you have known is supposed to be in your existence.
True.
That's all.
Totally.
You're up in that wonderful giving and receiving space that brought it all.
Yay! I love
with ease.
Receiving. I know.
Well,
it just comes in. You're like, what is going on?
Well, this is a funny challenge, and it was when I was telling you about the God We Need to Talk podcast I want to do. That's really funny. And about God, like,
doing.
Interacting with people that I'm doing.
That you already are.
You're going to help me organize.
We talk about it all the time.
Can we talk about you organizing me on all these ideas?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
That's
I'm
your other
abundance.
Good
about,
I need to pay you to do all
that.
These things. You're great at everything. You're great at everything.
I put, like, a map together and a schedule, and I just do it, and I look at the astrology to know when the days are right. I feel it out. Like, I was going to put a bunch of stuff out there today, and I'm like, no, astrology says Thursday and Friday. So,
Well, you have clarity and focus on many things. I appreciate. But I love, so what is so interesting about our experiment is, I had said to you a funny thought, which was, if God came to you and said, or God, universe, spirit, whatever that is, and said to you, okay, if you only stayed in a great place, for 24 hours. You forgave everyone. You forgave everything. You only sent unconditional love to people. You were only in the best vibration with positive thoughts about everything happening. You're looking at nature and gratitude and appreciation. Everything you ever wanted would come to you in 24 hours. And of course you'd say, of course I could do that. So,
so now we're doing kind of, it every day.
So that's kind of where that idea came from, because I truly believe that you would get everything that you want if you were able to stay in that amazing space where all things are created. And we've just started that, and both of us are freaking blown away by the things that are happening and the energy we've gotten from it and the ideas we've gotten and the fruition of ideas that have happened with ease from being in that space, which you and I are normally pretty much in, but it's helped us notice when we're not. Like,
we're going to
really
the next
cool.
level. We have achieved
yeah.
the next level, goddess.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Because we can
yeah.
see the patterns now.
Right.
Like, what
exactly.
you're saying about this, it's like, I knew that they were there before, and mm-hmm. I've been releasing them, and astrology is lined up with this. Like, it's been being done, you know, mm. on a planetary, universal level about releasing old karmas. Individually mm. past life, like just tons of stuff, right? And being able to mm-hmm. see them. And I did a bunch of that work this year about being able mm-hmm. to see them, but I personally wasn't necessarily making the connection until one of the biggest blessings in my life happened last week when I was let go. Mm-hmm. I literally had like a total meltdown. I was physically ill, even though it was at an employer that I knew was not the right placement, just for so
right.
many reasons I knew. And I had been applying for jobs like 6 months ago, because this job I applied for in the middle of July, and it is now the beginning of December. And they finally
right.
were like, hello, that application you sent us and that idea for a project is fucking fire. And yes,
yay.
We want to phone interview you. And it's just taken us like 4 months to get our shit together, you know? So it's kind of like, whoa. But when
mm,
that happened,
that's awesome.
I mm. have to say that my link in the chain that actually mm-hmm. fully brought these subconscious awarenesses of the things that I was releasing, being able mm-hmm. to see patterns and things very clearly and then shift back into mm-hmm. a pattern, is because I finally reconnected after I went through that massive purging to ultimate faith, to the ultimate faith vibration and frequency. When I got back into a frequency of knowing that no matter what was going to arise in my day, in my mind, through my ego, anything, which I have been being challenged with every single day, it's still coming up here and there, and I never know, nor do I expect it. It's just that it keeps, you know, happening every once in a while, that those fears, that those patterns, that anything like a person from the past, like a person from the place that let me go, you know, showed up. And I did nothing mm-hmm. but lean into them and the situation with total faith and love. And then as soon as I faced those challenges and those old patterns and said, no, those are not the vibrations and frequencies that I am accepting of myself or my life anymore, I know deep down inside, like when I was a child, I knew this frequency. The world was good. The world was abundant. Everything worked mm-hmm. for me. It was effortless. Yeah. And I manifested like crazy when I was a child. Everything just surrounds you. You had none of those mm. filters that I had been, you know,
yeah.
learning as I grew into adulthood and in life and stuff, and releasing them, but being able to see them still when they showed up and said, no, I know what this frequency of love and faith is over here. I'm fucking choosing that. Every goddamn
yeah.
time I'm choosing that. And as soon as I would shift, then abundance would just fucking show up. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like the
yay.
Greatest like, game. This is the greatest
yeah.
game ever. It's just like, oh,
get
you
in the game.
Show me this? Yeah, exactly. Get on
get
the fucking
the
court. quit being on the stands, observing your life and observing what other people are getting, and get on the fucking court with us and start playing this game, because it's fun and we're manifesting and it's happening. I'm like,
yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get ideas and we can bring them to fruition. We get ideas every day.
Yep.
We are open to them and they're creative ventures. And sometimes that can be a lot because you think it's a lot, but it's not. They can have the time they need when you think about them and write them down and actually realize they're a worthy project, worthy of coming together.
Absolutely.
And you have to have faith. That's the only thing missing. The only thing stopping us from any of these things actually coming to bubbling to the surface and being right there in this amazing place they should be is our own selves and our own faith. And that's what I'm realizing. Like any project that I did that didn't ever come to fruition, I listened to people that said, oh my God, do you know how hard this is going to be? And oh my God, do you know? And I went,
and
after a while, oh, it's going to be
you
longer than
them.
I did.
On
and I'm
patterns.
Not going to believe anything other than the ideas we have are for a reason. They are for the good of the world. They are for the good of so many things, and they are meant to be.
And
that's why you got
happen.
Them in the first place. Yeah, and that's
why
you got them in the first place. And you are aligning with amazing other people that want to do these projects and want to be creative, and you're giving them a vehicle to do that. How cool is that?
I know, and they just come in and support, like, out of the blue. So before we started this challenge, I was telling you that every single morning I recorded this list of things that initially I recorded with church bells in the background, which I love listening to every morning first thing,
beautiful.
It was a list of all these things that I need to pay for. That was what I created the list based off of. I'm going to have all this money. I know that this, abundance is coming in, and I'm going to pay for these things. I have already had three of those things manifest. First of all, that I would end all of my jobs and have just my writing and my PhD be my career. Well, that happened last week. And then I also had a book project that I'm letterpressing, and I got the grant from the lady who owns the studio. She told me about this grant, and she said that the County Arts Commission loves us. Just apply for it. You're going to get it. Use us as a reference.
You deserve it.
You will
totally
have this book paid for by somebody else. Somebody just stepped in and said, hey, look, you don't have to do all of this on your own. Let us help you. And then what else was it? Oh, and then I decided the other book that I'm doing that I know is an international bestseller. It's just so amazing for so many people to be able to at least even read, if not apply, and or know other people in their lives that are feeling like this about self-love and self-mastery. I had been on this list saying that I was going to have to hire all these people. I am now submitting and getting a literary agent and a publishing contract, and they're going to pay me to finish and publish this book. I'm just like, yay, another thing on
that
list
that
I didn't have to pay for. I know, it's so much
easier.
That
sounds a lot easier than figuring out how am I going to make the money to get all these things done, blah. Like, no, you're aligning with people that will also benefit, also make money off of you, also happily be proud of what you created for them. So that's really good.
Yeah.
All
and
good.
You had that too. I mean, talk about this, like, challenges or fears or things that show up, situations, I had somebody that I had to talk to from the job that let me go. And instead of, holding any kind of resentment or any kind of negative patterning around it, I sent the text to her with love and just requested things very simply. She texted me back. It was simple, easy peasy. And you had that happen yesterday too with a situation where it rose up and then it manifested into amazing things.
Right. It evolved into a really great transparent conversation that needed to happen that was really good for both of us. And in that high vibration of the conversation came this another amazing project that I get the benefit of working with someone amazing with. So,
and yeah. You just totally had the support just line up and support you in it.
Yeah. Well, the support is realizing the vibration you're in is bringing it all. It's so simple. And it's been said by everybody, really. It's been said by masters. It's been said by even Einstein. And I don't know why I didn't have that tattooed on my forehead and knew it every day, but I didn't. You know,
We do. Now it's in our DNA and our genetic code and in our spiritual code. It's constantly being given to us.
Instinctually, we know all these things, but we also are human and things happen to bring us to where we are today. And if we're not doing that today, we have to figure out how to do that today, how to change your mind, how to change your vibration to be in that today. And that's what I'm working on.
You got to be on the court. You can't be a spectator anymore.
Get on the court.
Because step foot on the court, it doesn't fucking matter if you know how to do it or not. You get on the court and then you just ask somebody, help me. I'm here. I took this step. I'm not a spectator anymore. I'm fucking in it. And then you're going to find other goddesses like you and I connecting and talking for months before we ever even met each other in person. And we're like writing books together and I'm, you know, we're helping each other with all of these different amazing projects that line up with who we are and what we do in the world. And
well,
it's
I learned
effortless.
A lot from you. I will always learn a lot from you. I still am, but it was so funny. We have, you know, this friend of mine said, I really think you should meet Beautiful. And there's been so many fun things that have happened since that. And we didn't meet. We met on the phone. Then you came to visit, which was so unexpected, so exciting. You were like, hey, I'm going to be near Nantucket. I'll, you know, zip on over if I can. I'm going to figure it out. In a few days, I go, yeah, just come. And that meeting really set the tone for today for me. Like, it was so fun. So we just made beautiful food. We went on beautiful walks. We had great conversations. We had abundance walks, which is what I call a walk where you only talk about good things. And it brought our vibration up to the place where we're at today. Like, it
absolutely
definitely helped me be even more aware of controlling that and working on that. So thank you. It was a blessing. And the
welcome.
Most fun
I
thing is also,
goddesses.
And I love introducing you to people that, you know, your name is so unexpected that I love. Actually, I was talking to someone the other day about you and I said beautiful twice, meaning you as a person. And she said, oh, yeah, that is beautiful. What's her name? It was Laura who was working on the deck. And I said, beautiful's going to help me. Beautiful. Like she thought I was saying, it's beautiful. I have helped to do this.
I know it's beautiful. I get that all the time. I love it. But it makes people think.
No, it makes so many people think. And then when my Spencer, my friend who's a great man doing great things in cannabis through Acreage, but very well, you know, He is working with a very Wall Street company, and I said to him, I wanted him to meet you. and it was so funny because at first he was like, Cheryl, I cannot introduce Wall Street people to someone named Beautiful Existence.
He
wasn't even being small-minded because he is not. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. But he was being very truthful in how we perceive things. And it made me aware of even that. Like, I have a last name freaking Pudge. Like,
I love it though.
I mean, what are you going to do? Right. But it's, you know, it's all perception. It's all like what, you know, there's a layer that happened before he even met you. And then he was writing me fun things from the coffee shop because I had never met you. And he didn't know that. I was like, you have to meet my friend. And so he's like, what does she look like? I can't go up to women and say, are you beautiful? And I didn't even think of that. And I said, I don't know. I've never met her. And he was like, what? But he, of course, called me after and said, you were, because I said to him, I don't care. Just meet her as a friend. Do it as a favor to a friend, not even a business meeting. I want you to spend 15 minutes with her and you'll know what I mean. And he agreed completely. He met you. He said, she is amazing. Her ideas are amazing. She's just like one of the coolest people I've ever met.
I miss Spencer. Spencer needs to come back into our sphere.
Yeah.
Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Magnificent Spencer.
I
call
him
Spencer the Magnificent.
Oh,
that's my nickname for him. Yes.
Well, then you're obviously having great vibration talks with him always. You call him magnificent. I mean, you know, that's
pretty
great to think.
Absolutely.
We're all, whoever said, we're all golden Buddhas. I love that statement.
Absolutely.
Everyone you're talking to is one, is a teacher, is a golden Buddha.
Absolutely.
We've seen them.
I mean, namaste.
Every day.
That is the definition with namaste, that my higher self sees and acknowledges your higher self. And what you're saying about my name, that really is, you know, when my name was bestowed on me, I just gladly accepted it and moved on. I didn't, and I've been being, you know, given all of these different patterns and designs by people every time that they are approached with my name. And more often than not, you know, I'd have to say probably 90% of the time, my name helps people become present, first of all, because
it takes them a second to
really cognitively realize that my name is beautiful existence.
Right.
And get past that superficial of, oh, your name is such and such, and people just kind of forget it. But no, when I say that, and then it's not just a name, it's a statement. And it gives people permission, I've found, to immediately open up to their greatness about themselves, too. And it's a playful thing. Like, as soon as I went to the health club yesterday, I met a personal trainer for the first time. She looked at the screen, looked at me, and she goes, your name is beautiful. And I said, oh, my name isn't just beautiful. It's beautiful existence. And I smiled at her, and she was just like, no way.
That's
like,
so cute.
And immediately, in that second, I can feel the other person either go into their patterns of fear or lack or whatever conditioning they still have within them around like a name that is literally calling out their own greatness within themselves just by being
something
aware
different.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, the fear
but
of something
more,
different.
More often than not, people just immediately open up to me and smile from the inside out and realize they are being given permission to realize their own greatness in that too. So I am totally, totally blessed with this being beautiful existence. It's quite an experience.
Angel. I said, people ask me, he's a little angel, and people look at him, and they're literally like, oh, my God, angel? And that's how they say it. And they look at him like, if I named him devil, like, people would not be looking at him the same way, you know. But I named him angel. It was the only name for him. And I want every shelter dog to be named angel because I think they would find a home quicker. Like, people would say, this is an angel I'm bringing home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because our words, whether they're written or spoken, are spells. It is absolutely legitimate. Like, I've just minimally went through, the Hebrew language is amazing to begin with. It's very complex and very multi-layered and leveled as a language. And, you know, it has this absolute design within it as knowing that written and orated language and language in and of itself outside of like telepathic, you know, because telepathic communication is energy vibration. It's not an orated or written language. But the Hebrew language and the whole premise and design behind it, and it's followed through suit with everything else that we speak and read and write as well, is a spell. It is literally manifesting in the world. And they've done all of these studies about it. You know, the famous like Japanese researcher that did studies on water that had, you know, certain things said to it, certain music given to it, and then they would observe the water crystals and see, you know, what shape they were given. And it's just valid on so many frequencies. So when you give something an intention like that, and you give it a moniker, a name, you give it a frequency through your words repetitively. And when you say, this is angel, that's exactly the filter that people are being able to see your puppy through, and they immediately can connect with it because you've already manifested that reality for them. They're not seeing or knowing anything different.
Yeah, maybe we should all change our names to Angel. Not you. You get the
Well, we all are angels, though. We are. Our souls are fucking magnificent beyond belief, man. And being able to tap back into our soul and who we really, really are and what our gifts and abilities are that have been granted to us in this lifetime is like a blessing and a treasure. It's not to be harvested or feared. It is to be on the court, mm-hmm. fully embraced, figuring out mm-hmm. how to play the game with everybody else, like you and I that are here playing this game, manifesting in this world like crazy.
Yes. So 30-day challenge, I've also, a friend of mine called me last night, Sean, who I'm doing Redemption Song, the music project with, and he said, so he was like, oh, I had a shitty day. Like he wanted me to let him vent and to get it out, which is fine. I mean, obviously, but I said, oh, sorry, I can't. I go, oh, sorry, you can't go there because I'm on this 30-day cleanse of only talking about good things. So, Yeah, I said, you're going to have to wait 30 days or join me on it and see what happens to you because it's kind of fun what's been happening. Not even kind of. It's like
no, it's like amazing.
What's happening. And so we had this great conversation, which we've had many great conversations. He's my co-creator in a great project. And I just told him, you know, imagine what's going to happen. And so we got really excited about that. And then he just kind of forgot about whatever that happened and he got all excited about everything else. So it's a good trip up. So hopefully, you know, maybe it works for other people as fast and furious as it's worked for us and makes a great vibration for the next 30 days for all, really. You know,
absolutely. And
it's
every
so cool.
day. I mean, just giving yourself this 30 days is just the beginning of it. But you know, like I said, just personally, there are other things that I found that definitely are assisting me big time in being able to stay in this not only challenge, but new, you know, pattern and redesign in my life of anytime something comes in, I shift it. Like I was telling you before the email came through with the request for a phone interview, I looked at my email inbox and I had an offer for a line of credit through PayPal. And instead of being just like, oh, you know, whatever, just another solicitation, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, well, that was really generous and kind of them to send me this abundance of this line of credit through PayPal. And I'm really grateful for that. And at this time, I think I'm just going to pass on that. But I just saw it as abundance, not an annoyance, not as a spam, not as anything else. And I was just like, that is really great. And then, no, I'm not going to accept that right now, but thank you. And I got rid of it. And then minutes later, the other email showed up. And I was just like, yep, this is how this works. It's like, oh, that was really kind of you to send me that, you know, offer or whatever. I feel, you know, your generosity in that, but I'm not going to, that's not part of my path right now. So thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. Right. Everything is, what's the gift in it? Yeah. What's the gift
Absolutely.
In
There's something like, in everything. Yeah. Everything. And having like faith and knowing it's coming to you for a reason. What are you going to choose to see it as? When you are past that basketball on the court, or you're past, you know, this manifestation, you know, ball of greatness and magnificence in the world, are you going to turn and look at that basket and know that you are going to fucking nail it and it's going to score? You know what I mean? Are you gonna do everything you can to make sure that that goes through where it needs to go? Or are you going to be like, oh, no, I see this other thing over here, and I'm going to go ahead and just pass on this right now because that's not part of my, you know, goal or my score right now.
Right.
But it was still a blessing to receive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And expecting them. Like, I have spent I've spent my morning meditation the last few days changing my daily, I call it my daily medication, but it's daily medication / meditation.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
it is medicine.
It is. It totally is. And if I don't have time to do it, it is a different day. So in my day, I pre-paved what I'm seeing happen, what I'm hoping will happen, and I'm grateful for. And I'm so grateful for this happening because of it's going to do this for this and this and that. And I start feeling it, and then it flows. And today, I put it into a voice memo, which I've told you has been really helpful to listen to as a check-in when you're, you know, on a 30-day cleanse.
Yes.
And you get a check-in. It pulls you right into, this is the person I am. This is the person I want to be, which is this higher vibration and all the other bullshit going away. So
it absolutely is. And you telling me about, right, well, you and multiple people have said stuff about my voice and becoming my voiceover, but you specifically talking to me about my voice and also recording it in my voice is why I listen to my voice recording every single morning. And even in my mind, I'm already making the edits to that voice recording that have already happened. You know what I mean? It's like I check them off. When it gets to that point in my list of the auditory message, I'm like, oh, checked off. I'm already a writer and my PhD. These are my careers. This is what I'm doing. But you are the one that specifically called that out with me. And then I've had people telling me, write it down, write it down, write it down. So, you know, it is this redesigning pattern. You speak it, you orate it, you listen to it, you write it. It manifests. Like, it's there.
Well, we get distracted by, I read somewhere that kids today get the equivalent of 7 newspapers being read in a day because of all the information they see on the internet. That's a lot. It's a lot of bad energy, a lot of mostly bad energy, right? That's what people are writing about in newspaper, you know, not all, but they're getting
it's
a lot.
Good energy. So it just has a really interesting way of putting it into the world.
But also, your day being that busy thinking about all those things, you might forget, is what I'm saying, to pre-pave your own day in the way it's supposed to go. Because there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of, you know, things happening. And instead of, you know, it's basically putting out fires before they start. It's saying, this is what is going to happen today because its time is now and it's meant to be. And I've done the work. I've already done the work. This is why it's coming to fruition today instead of waiting. And I think that energy is really important to start your day that way.
Absolutely.
With the list, with the intention of knowing what you want to happen, who you're going to call to make things happen. Phone calls are the best thing ever. No one uses the phone anymore except for
text. I know.
And I call people and they answer because they don't know what the buzzing is probably.
I love that advice.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
It's like the craziest thing. I call people or they call me right back. I'm like, oh, my God, I just called that person. It's so funny. But
it's plain. They're like, I feel your vibration. I want to play too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes. I mean, you can text a message, I know, but I still call people. Still old.
No, it's brilliant. No, it's so brilliant because we've like totally taking these things out of our communication and our spells to others. And like when I take my vintage typewriter to the coffee shop for an afternoon, I cannot even begin to tell you how many people look at me, start conversations with me, ask me about it, because nobody does that stuff anymore. And it's such a memorable thing for people to receive a phone call, to receive a letter in the mail, to see somebody typing on a typewriter. And that's important.
Yeah. Joyce Carol Oates used to, her husband would drive her. I think he passed away. And she would be in the back seat typing. I never forgot hearing that.
That is so awesome. I love typewriters.
Right? But
yes.
Oh, my God. So you're sitting there on the typewriter. I love it.
Well, Hemingway used to type on his typewriter standing up, but they were also part of that time period where typewriters were being used. I love it now because I love, and I tell people when they ask me, I love the tangible 3D quality of it. When you're typing just on a laptop, it's kind of like that surface level, like you're just on automatic pilot driving or something. But when you take a bus, when you walk somewhere, when you type on a typewriter, when you handwrite a letter to a friend or a thank you note, you are literally putting manifested physical energy into something and you're being present. You're not being unconscious in your actions and your thoughts. It's actually forcing you to be present. And it is a present. It's a gift to be able to be present.
No autocorrect. There's no autocorrect.
I know.
You're going to bring typewriters back, my friend. It's going to be like the revival of albums.
I love them.
Sound listening through a record player, and look what's happened with that. So you just brought the typewriter back, I think.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because this Woodbury Poetry Fellowship that I told you that was abundant that just came into my email box this morning, they have an entire collection. And known forever, it's called the Vocarium. They have been at Harvard recording poetry and a myriad of different things related to poetry and literary, language on records. And so you can go in, which I am putting as part of my fellowship application, to listen to these records of these people that have been recorded for over 100 years now by Harvard for 20th and 21st century, mostly English pieces. But it's just like, it's so crazy. I love it. Talk about tangible and here, you know, moving history and the past forward, you know, into the collective in this beautiful way. So, yeah, I was super excited to find out about that today. Spoken literature. I'm looking at one of their records right now. Spoken literature.
Oh, I'm going to be north of Boston in December. Maybe you'll have to come stay and we'll go hang around Harvard. Listen.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? We got to go over to Tate and we got to go listen to some spoken literature on records.
Yeah.
And we got to be in high vibration with each other. Absolutely. I am down. That is coming through.
Yeah.
What's up? That is just a 2-day, $500 trip. Bring it through. It's happening.
Hello. Are you listening? Yes.
Absolutely. Yay. I love being there. And I love being around you and talking to you. And it's all good.
So much, Goddess. And I have brought to me an abundant morning meeting at 9. So I have got to go. But thank you for starting your day with me. I love it. And
day three.
Yay. And I love that we're on day 3 and we haven't had to start over.
No starting over. Just going through. Just going through. Keep playing.
Great job on the court. Great job winning.
Yay.
Love you. Have a great day.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.